The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, a civil action which was taken by three victims of IRA bombings against former Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams has been dropped at the High Court in London. The judge had yesterday pressed the defence as to why the case should not be dropped before this morning's sensational developments. Mark Hennessy, Ireland and Britain editor with the Irish Times, joins us with the details. Mark, can you just explain to us what has happened here? Why has this case effectively collapsed?
Right. Well, under English and Welsh civil law, a case can be ordered to be dropped by a judge if they decide that an abuse of process has gone on. In this case, that a personal injuries action for damages is in fact an attempt to damage a defendant on wider charges, in this case, Mr. Adams's wider role in the troubles, rather than a £1 vindicatory damages claim as the defendants put forward. Now, it was striking. This was brought up by the judge on a number of occasions. This argument was never made by Adams's defence team. It was questioned by the judge on a number of occasions. It was clearly something that he was bothered about. And he asked 2 days ago for pleadings to be put forward by the barristers on both sides to examine and tease out the issues that needed to be dealt with. Now, predictably, Adams's legal team did that and did examine according to the question put to them by the judge, and then they came back and they said, yes, we absolutely think that this case has passed the threshold whereby it should be thrown out because it's a misuse of the court system for a wider political purpose.
So effectively, the judge's take on it is this isn't the right forum for this particular type of case. Is that right?
We'll never know, because he was at the point of asking questions rather than making a judgment. But the fact that he kept coming back to this point, it was clear that it was something that was bothering him. But he didn't make a ruling. And what happened then last night is that the two legal teams were in contact. And by means, I'm sure that we'll probably never find out, it was agreed at that point that the case would be withdrawn and that there would be no order for costs by Mr. Adams, that he wouldn't seek to have his costs paid by the three claimants. Now, that's key in this, because Anne Studd, the barrister for the claimants, was making the point this morning, although she was cut off pretty sharply by the judge. She was making the point that the claimants had been given a cost protection order 2 years ago, and that meant that they were given a guarantee then that they would not be liable for Adams's costs, even if they lost. And then she was making the point that because the judge had raised the abuse of process issue, there was therefore a possibility that the judge could find that there had been an abuse of process. And if he found that, then inevitably the cost protection order from 2 years ago would be reopened, and that there would be a risk for the three claimants that they would subsequently become liable to pay for Mr. Adams's legal costs.
Oh, God. So, like, did it get to the point where everybody was kind of relieved that the case had actually collapsed for different reasons? Or is that too simplistic, Mark?
No. I mean, the Adams's legal team, Gerry Adams wasn't present in court today. Frankly, they all looked like they had they were the cat that had got the cream. The other side looked sulphurous, quite frankly.
Right. So they were not happy. Even though there was this potential for them to face very considerable costs, they were not happy that the case did collapse.
Yeah, and you know, there is undoubtedly, we'll never know for certain, but there is undoubtedly a distinct chance that if the question had ever been decided upon by the judge, that he would have found against the claimants, and then everything that they feared, as they mentioned in court this morning, would therefore have happened. But what it does mean is that there is no ruling by the English High Court in the Strand in London that Gerry Adams was not a member of the IRA, and nor is there any judgment by the High Court that he was involved in bombings in England in the 1970s or 1990s.
Is it possible this will be revisited in some kind of different forum? Or I presume the claimants made no reference to that at this stage. They're probably just considering their options, I suppose.
There is absolutely zero chance that this case is going to be reheated by anybody who's currently involved in it. And I suspect that anybody else who is thinking of going down this road against Mr. Adams will be thinking twice and three times. If, on the other hand, if this case had gone against Gerry Adams, then he would have spent the rest of his life in a civil court.
Two last questions. It does beg the question, how did it reach this point without somebody shouting stop?
It's funny you should mention that, because that's the question we've been asking people here. I mean, it is extraordinary. There were two things in this whole case that became odder and odder as it came on. One was the abuse of process question. And clearly, as I said, the judge was very bothered on that point. And then there was the issue of the statute of limitations, which he focused on repeatedly. Now, under English and Welsh law, a personal injuries claim has to be taken within 3 years of it happening. It's 2 years in Ireland. There are cases where exemptions can be made for all sorts of reasons. But Edward Craven, who was Adams' legal KC in this case, he was making the point that in one case, John Clark, the man who was injured in the Old Bailey bomb, he hadn't put in an application for nearly 50 years. And that was clearly a breach of the spirit of the law. And again, that would have been a point that had we got to a conclusion in this case, that the judge would have had to make some sort of preliminary ruling. And that's the question we've asked on a number of occasions is, well, surely some of these things could have been teased out. This case has been running for 4 years. It has been before Mr. Justice Sewell repeatedly over those period of time. And, you know, it is odd that this was never argued out. Now, Adams's people, you know, do make the point, Edward Craven did make the point in his own presentation to court yesterday evening, that Adams's team never raised the issue of abusive process. So, ironically, the thing that has saved Gerry Adams from ever facing a judgment is the action of an English judge rather than his own legal team.
Well, that leads up lastly to my final question, Mark, which is, you know, Republicans have long been very critical of British justice. In fact, I think we had members of Sinn Féin outside the court in recent days being quite critical as well. Does this suggest that, you know, British justice has stood up to the rigors and principles of the law?
Well, there's certain people in the court system will clearly argue that Gerry Adams had been confident, and the people around him had been confident that they were going to win this case on the basis of the evidence, that the evidence just simply never passed the threshold. So there's no doubt that they were confident on that point. Equally, they had prepared a bit of an each way bet, because, you know, Gerry came out yesterday afternoon and he was talking about how, you know, the Irish had never received justice in an English court. So they had an each way bet that would have been ready for a presentation if the case had gone against them.
Okay, fascinating stuff. Mark Hennessy, Ireland and Britain editor of the Irish Times, thank you for explaining that to us, and thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.